basically, I'm not concerned about it. We know what we have here, and we're confident. I know it's only one game, but what did you see? Because it's largely the same team. I mean, you've added a couple pieces, but what did you see that gave you that confidence that things were going to be okay?
Well, I see the attention to detail. I see the clarity, you know, with our communication, with our understanding of what we're doing, what we're trying to get done, what leverage we're supposed to have, how our eyes are supposed to, where they're supposed to be, and those types of things. That lends itself to good play. And, you know, I'm concerned all the time about the whole team, all three phases, you know. And so I wouldn't say there's not concern, but there's a confidence that it was being addressed and will continue to be addressed. And, you know, one solid performance doesn't make a season, right? We've got a lot of challenges in front of us, starting with Sunday afternoon.
Was part of it, too, guys getting familiar with each other, another year together? You didn't have Mario for a lot of last year. Just getting guys, you know what I mean? Just getting guys in.
Everything, it all plays a part. Anytime you try and lay reasons out there, they sound like excuses. And I'm not, right. I'm really not one for excuses. I think you do the best you can with the guys you have, and I expect us to do well with whoever we have.
Can't believe everything you see here on the internet. Today there was a... Some old man was talking about a chance that Garrett Conley might be up this Sunday. He's off the injury report today. Can you confirm that Garrett is going to be?
Well, I think the injury report went out. You know, we took him off. He was full, you know, 2 days in a row and had a good week of practice. So, yeah, we're going to have Garrett up.
What's his readiness just from what you've seen to get to this point?
We're excited to get a look, you know. He's, you know, obviously a talented young man. Really, really liked him coming out. You know, he's had a little bit of a setback because of some things that were beyond his control, you know, with the medical stuff. And that's cleaned up, and he's ready to roll now. So I look forward to watching him play.
Do you have certain packages you expect to put him in? Or
well, you know, I'm reluctant to really get into, you know, how anybody's going to be utilized. But, you know, we expect him to see the field.
Donald mentioned he was a little concerned about his own fitness heading into last Sunday. How has he looked not only last Sunday but this week as well?
Yeah, that was a question mark. You know, we were prepared to adjust if we needed to. Obviously, we went through the whole preseason without him, so or most of it. So we had an idea of what we would need to do. In the case that he did struggle, he did not. He really, his conditioning held up. He really did a nice job making his way through that game and playing well for us.
His contract has been extended just to have that.
That's what I'm hearing.
Together,
so. I don't have absolute confirmation of that, but I hear it's good news, and I hear that that's been handled, and so I'm happy for him.
To have four guys be playing together for that long, it must be a real positive, especially with quality, but like that in each spot.
Well, it's a real strength for us to have, you know, physical offensive and defensive lines. It's something that Reggie and I. You know, when we first got here and we've been unified from the start, we both are very unified in the fact that we want to have a big, strong offensive and defensive line. And to be able to have those guys kind of locked in, that's a good thing for our program. Now, they're going to get a heck of a test this week, as I told you. I think there's a good front that's coming in. So, you know, we need to take care of business, but it's really good to get that done.
Your defense.
How do you feel about this being Marshawn's official first homecoming? How do you feel like it's going to be the impact of the crowd, the fans?
Yeah, well, super excited to be at home, and knowing that Marshawn is a homeboy. I mean, this is his home. Like me, grew up here in the East Bay, so I know he's going to have special feelings being out there, and it's going to be great. It's always great when we come in front of our people here at home.
One thing that's been very clear before week one is that your defense has a real belief in itself. You know, and they're aware of that belief isn't shared 100% by the public and all that.
Yeah.
But more importantly is what's in your guys' room.
Yeah.
What exists there just in terms of how you like the culture that you see within that defensive group?
Well, again, as a team, we're going to work on our preparation. I think when you know you're prepared and you know what you know, it lends itself to confidence, and that's what's growing. And as we continue to play well, it'll grow more. And you know, it's all about putting in the work. You put in the work, you get on the same page, you play fast, you make plays, you gain confidence, and you keep rolling. And that's what we're looking to see.
Thank you.